The Youth's Instructor, March 12, 1896. Are you feeding on Christ? Christ says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Bread cannot benefit us unless we eat it, unless it becomes a part of our being. A knowledge of Christ will avail nothing unless we become like Him in character, bearing the same likeness, and representing His Spirit to the world. Christ is of no value to us unless He is formed within the hope of glory. If we do not know Him as our personal Savior, a theoretical knowledge will do us no good. Water will not quench thirst unless we drink it. Bread will not satisfy hunger unless we eat it. If we are feeding spiritually upon Christ, we are partakers of His nature. We are eating of His flesh and drinking of His blood. When Christ uttered these words, many of His disciples were in doubt as to what He meant, and He explained His words, saying, It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. If Christ is to you as a valuable treasure, if you find in Him your greatest satisfaction, if He is prized and cherished above all others, if you regard everything else as loss that you may win Him, you are eating of His flesh and drinking of His blood, and are becoming conformed to His image. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. The invitation is, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Those who have found the pearl of great price, those who have discovered the hidden treasure, are to impart their knowledge to those with whom they come in contact. Many really desire to find the heavenly treasure, but know not where to look or how to prosecute their search. Let every soul who has found Jesus reveal that fact that He is a present help in every time of need. Whenever we gather for worship, there are souls who are seeking for the treasure. To all appearance, they are living careless, heedless lives. But those who have found the world's hope, those who talk of the precious truth, those who unfold the heavenly treasure, will be as lights to these stumbling souls. Fainting, discouraged, almost hopeless, they may be put in possession of every essential truth and may accept Christ as their teacher. They will then comprehend the far-reaching principles of truth, and the plan of salvation will appear in a new aspect to them. The natural man cannot see the beauty of loveliness of the truth which rewards the search of him who has been illuminated by the truth as it is in Jesus. But those who have had the light may impart light to those who are in darkness. The followers of Christ are to imitate His example and scatter broadcast the seeds of divine truth. They are to tell all with whom they come in contact that Jesus Christ came into our world and assumed our nature in order that God might be glorified in humanity, in order that humanity might be uplifted and glorified in Christ. All heaven rejoices at the redemption of the lost race. Christ rejoiced in the secret consciousness of what he purposed to do for man. He desires to do far more abundantly than we are able to ask or think. The fountain of his inexpressible love is inexhaustible, and it flows toward all those who believe in him, who are willing to practice self-denial and to suffer reproach for his name. When we submit to truth, we submit to its author. The Holy Spirit works within us, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and brings into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Through sin, the heart and the mind have been defiled and enfeebled. But Jesus came to impart moral power, to reshape moral taste, to fashion man after the divine similitude, and to elevate humanity in the scale of moral value with God. If we would learn of Christ, we must have the faith which works by love and purifies the soul. Faith is valueless if it does not work by love and expel from the soul all selfishness, all pride and self-righteousness. Assent to the truth will never win heaven. But those who tremble at the word of the Lord, who desire to know and do his will not be disappointed in their hope of heaven. Those who make room in their hearts for Jesus, who know by experience what it is to have him as a present Savior, will realize that he loves and pities them, and with gladness and earnestness they will labor to set forth Christ crucified and risen again, and will draw souls to him. Blessing others, they will be richly blessed themselves. They will seek for largeness of heart, will have enlarged opportunities and abundance of thanksgiving. They will pray as did Moses that the presence of God may be with them continually, and they will seek for the goodly pearl of great price, sacrificing all that they may obtain it.